That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And thank you, all of you, for going to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and liking and following it. I'm at 10,600 and almost 50,000 people. So,
and counting.
Yay! So thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in each week and making that ride home hopefully bearable. And we've got such a show for you because you talk about hot, hot, hot. I'm feeling a little hot in the house. And we have the calendar debut, the chief, fire chief, the main chief here in Jacksonville in Duval County, Keith Powers. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And so we're going to talk today about fire safety, fire prevention, especially during this holiday season and obviously throughout the year, because we're talking about our number one asset, our homes. And so we're going to chat about that today. But we got all kinds of good news because you know what? Our property value just went up.
Nice.
And you know why?
You.
Well, of course me. But no, Minshew.
Minshew Mania.
Minshew
Mania is back.
So
it's back.
Yeah. So you know the enthusiasm is back, and so we'll see. You know, I'm hoping people aren't expecting a whole lot. You know, he's still new. He's still, you know, he still has some growing to do.
But he's still making moves.
He can move.
He's young enough to make those moves.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Right. Bob and weave.
And so, so it's kind of exciting, and we'll see what happens here. You know, he's going to be playing for the till the end of the season, it looks like. I guess that's always subject to change.
Right.
But, you know, he brings a lot to the community, and he brings just fun back.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping that, you know, he continues to grow each week as a quarterback. And of course, we also appreciate Foles as well. And it's just hard. It's hard when you have that injury up front. And then you're out, and then, you know.
Then the high expectations.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
You know,
there's a lot of pressure there mentally.
They won the ball, so they expect them to win another ball.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just easier said than done.
Because football, besides being physical, is also very psychological.
So. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so hopefully people won't boo this week.
No booing.
Yeah, because that's not very nice. But we appreciate both of them, and so that's kind of exciting. So hopefully our property values will go up a little bit with that decision. And we've got some kind of some interesting news this week. A lot of people may not know where Marker 32 is. I know a lot of the locals do around the beach area, and people that like to are foodie people out there. Marker 32 is a fantastic restaurant, and if those of you who do not know where it's at, it's by the marina there on beach, and before you go over the ditch, you actually have to make a U-turn and pass where all those fancy cars are in that window, and
the
then you make
carts.
Then you make a turn into what looks like it's going to be a dirt parking lot.
Right.
And Marker 32 restaurant is back there. It is fantastic. If you haven't been there, I hear they have a wonderful happy hour there. And of course, the food is fantastic. So that whole area it's under permitting right now. It is a $30 million project.
Oh my gosh.
The development will start slowly in 2022, but really get started about 2024. a $30 million project. And
this is like a boat marina, probably, and
the whole thing. There's going to be condos there.
Wow.
It's going to be a new residential area in there, as well as the restaurant, and we'll get a facelift. And the whole marina there in that section will be getting a facelift. So that's fantastic.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to, you know, and it was due. It really was, because that marina.
I haven't
and
been yet.
And that Porsche, you got to go to Market 32.
And I have a gift card just burning a hole in my.
Well, you can donate it to me, and I'll be more than happy.
It's up for discussion.
We should just do a happy hour there, because it is good. The food there is fantastic. And, of course, the views are very nice as well.
Yeah.
Another one, commercial news out there is M-Shack is closing in Riverside. So for whatever reason, it just didn't pan out for them. And, you know, they do have great hamburgers.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're still down at the town center. Yep. And I believe they're still down. Are they still down at Atlantic Beach?
Atlantic Beach, yeah.
Yep.
Right next to Poe's area and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, great food. They're going to replace it with another Broken Egg Cafe to replace it.
Oh,
so,
okay. I think it's one of those in Jackson.
I guess they're going to shut their doors, it looks like, December 7th. So that's here in a few days. So there you go. So, of course, the Broken Egg is always a great place.
Yeah. I like that place down in Jackson Beach. Got good food.
And, Jim, you've got some news, you know, talking about, you know, a hot calendar.
Yeah.
You're off the market.
I am. I am officially off the market. I waited 50 years, but I finally did it.
Yes.
Popped the question.
You're getting married.
Oh, right.
Can I get a new car? That was the question. No. Yeah, I'm off the market. It's good.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
so that's
awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's great news. It's exciting.
And I never understand why a guy can't get a cool ring in the beginning. I don't get the whole go out and spend a whole bunch of money on the diamond, and then I realize now you have to actually put another ring beyond that ring, and then you take that ring off. They can't walk down the aisle with that one. I'm thinking, I got nothing.
I think anymore, most people are, I mean, we did this. Our engagement, we just kept that as our wedding.
Right.
Rings.
What I paid, that's how it will be happening as well.
Yes. We're cutting you off now, honey.
Exactly.
Set the tone.
We can see an argument shaping up already.
Okay, she's not listening to
that's
this.
A good time to pull out the prenup.
Right.
Yes. But congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's
I appreciate
awesome.
You saying that.
And another thing that we are doing at Realty Executive Oceanside, located at Beach and Kernan, on the Kernan side of the Public Center, is we are going to be collecting care packages to send to Afghanistan. So
that's right. I remember you talking about that.
We're collecting items. You can drop them off at my office there at Beach and Kernan. And the office number, phone number, is 904-290-1552. 290-1552. We're collecting things like beef jerky, protein bars, gum, sunflower seeds, water-flavored packets. Also, they love the little ketchup packets that you get from your fast food place. So a lot of times if you go in and say that, if you could have a handful of them, a lot of times you tell them what it's for, that we're sending them to the troops, they'll just give you a nice stack of the ketchup, mustard.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, they love the Taco Bell is one of their favorites. The Taco Bell hot sauce.
Oh.
So they can put on their, sometimes the food is just, they got plenty of it. They just, it's bland. And so they like to, they need to flavor up maybe the eggs with a little ketchup and whatnot.
Great
other
idea.
Things are like reading material, board games, deck of cards, puzzles, and so if you would like to donate, I am going to be sending a huge package over to them, and you can drop it off at my office there at Realty Executive Oceanside, there at Beach and Kernan, or you can also call me, and I can always pick it up during the weekends.
Yep.
So whatever it takes so we can get these items over to the troops so they can enjoy a little taste of home.
Absolutely.
Would be fantastic for them. So we have a great show for you. We're going to be talking to the fire chief, towers. And so please call in with your concerns, your questions, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You sure are. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate. Once again, that number to know is 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I know that we have, I believe we have Don on the line. Don, are you with us?
I am definitely with you. Hey. Anita Heil, I just want to thank you for having that gentleman by the name of Jim Schmidt on the show about 7 weeks ago. I called in with less than perfect credit. He said, I will call you. He called me. And the very next day, I sent him the documents that he needed to start with a loan.
I love it.
And I love it, too. And he submitted them to get a pre-approval. He said, if they send you an envelope or they need more information, please provide it, but let me know. He called me on Monday, and he says, Don, buy a house. You're approved.
We're ready to rock and roll, Don.
Hey, Don. Thanks for calling.
He did, and I said to him on yesterday, I says, Jim, when I called him, I says, Jim, you walk on water. He says, no. He says, I just kind of slide over the top of it.
And we have Jim in the house right now. So Jim Schmidt's here from Loan Depot.
Hey, Don, thanks.
All right. And I'd like to say one thing to your listening audience. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any kind of problem with credit, I was not perfect by any sense of the word. You got to call Anita Hyatt or Jim Schmidt at Home Depot loan.
Yeah, Loan Depot.
But we have the tools to get the job done. Yeah.
He's got the tools to get it done, and he did a magnificent job. And I think the world of him. I mean, I really
That's awesome.
Him.
Well, you know.
Wait till he gets his Christmas gift this year. You'll be surprised.
There you go.
The main thing is to get you in the house first.
Yeah. We are excited to get you in your home, and I'm excited to get started with you. So if you're ready, yeah. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I'll be more ready to rock and roll after Christmas.
Perfect.
I've got to go into the VA hospital for an operation, no big deal, but I'll be in there for about a week. So anyway, after that, yes, ma'am, we're going to rock and roll together, I promise.
Well, perfect. And thank you so much for calling in, Don. And I tell you, we'll say some extra prayers for you.
Indeed.
For a full recovery. And yes. We'll get ready to rock and roll and find you your home right after the holiday.
Yes, ma'am. Have a blessed holiday season to all of you, and God bless you all.
Same to you, Don.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, I remember when Don called in, and that's so great. It's so great when we get a phone call like that. I mean, that's awesome. We love him, and we thank him for his service. And I know he's been on this trail for some time
trying to
get approved, and you did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it worked out well. We took all the stuff and put it into upfront underwritings, and now he went from pre-approval to conditionally approved, and we really just need a title work and an appraisal, and he's good to go. So
yeah, and how can people get a hold of you?
Two ways. Number one, through phone, of course, 904-703-6162. 703-6162, or they can just go right to my website, loandepot.com/J Schmidt. Check me out on Zillow, too.
Easy breezy.
Easy way to get connected, for
and
sure.
And another way is tomorrow, I'll be in the office bright and early tomorrow. I was a little late today. And I will have Jim's information from Loan Depot on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Yeah.
As well as I'll have the information of the things that we're going to be collecting to send to our troops.
Yeah, that's cool.
Overseas, or in the Middle East, I should say. And... I'll have a list there that you guys can use if you want to help me collect things to send to the troops.
Yeah.
They will appreciate it. Well, we have Chief
Powers.
Let's talk fire. Let's talk about prevention.
Fires. Prevention of fires.
Yeah,
right?
Let's talk about prevention.
Let's talk about prevention of fires. And I do appreciate you coming in. I know that you are busy and you got your several phones going and you know keeping track of where all your men and women are, but we appreciate the fire department and the police department. Everybody knows that's special in my heart, so thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to be with us. Let's talk about prevention, and talk about let's start off with the basics here. Let's start off with smoke detectors.
Yes, so smoke detectors are very important. We ask people that twice a year, when the time changes, that they change their battery, check them.
Right.
But the one good thing is we have a mayor that's very public safety minded, and he has got a program. It's called the Mayor's Free Smoke Detector Program. So if you don't have a smoke detector, we will come install one for you. And the way you can get that done is call 630-CITY and request that, or you could go to coj.net and do it online.
How about that?
I never knew about that. That's a great program.
It really is, and it really makes a difference. You know, in people, you know, when they have a fire in their house, it wakes them up in the middle of the night. And it's very important that that happens.
Yeah,
it does. And where are some of the positions where one should put a smoke detector?
Yeah, we usually recommend that they put them somewhere around the kitchen area, because you know we have a lot of kitchen fires, but also right by the bedroom area, going into the bedroom area. So when you're asleep at night, it will alert you before the smoke starts getting bad in your bedroom.
Yeah, makes sense.
I know a lot of the new construction, they're putting one, it looks like, in every bedroom and also in the hallways. And so you really can't have too many.
You cannot.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't. And it's always good to put one in each bedroom, out in the hallway areas, obviously close to the kitchen, unless I'm cooking. But what's the saying? You know when Anita's cooking when the fire alarm goes off. So, you know, but joking aside, it's important. I mean, 2/3 of all fires deaths occur in homes that either do not have a fire alarm or a smoke alarm, or it's not working.
Yeah, a lot of times we find when we go out and do neighborhood walks, we're doing one this Saturday, but a lot of times we find out that the people just aren't changing their batteries and they start beeping when the battery gets low and they go pull the battery out.
Right.
Yes, because it's annoying.
And then the smoke detector does right. no good.
Right.
And what's a tragedy is when you respond to that, and the men and women that do this job every day, they not only have to deal with the fire portion, but they also, you know, they have feelings and they have to deal with the tragedy of the people that die in these fires or get critically injured. And so it's very important, not only for your own safety, but, you know, helping the others that respond to you, that you take care of that smoke alarm and make sure it's working. And if it's not, like I said, we have the ability to come out and put one in for you to make sure you have one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that's incredible. I was not aware that we had a program like that. And I'm going to have to put that also on my Facebook page, because that is such great information. A lot of people can't afford it. You know, it adds up quickly. You know, most people are living paycheck to paycheck, and you realize, okay, I need to replace or get a new smoke detector. And so that's
the other great thing about this program is it's not based off of what you make. It's just if there's a need.
Right.
If you need Correct. A smoke detector, we're going to come put it in.
Yeah, you can't ask for any more than that. That's for sure.
I have a follow-up question to that detector for those that maybe think of it this way. They take the battery out, but they have the perception that it's hardwired, right? So it plugs into the three-prong piece. What do you say to those people that say, oh, well, the battery's out, but it's hardwired?
If the power goes out, then the smoke detector
right.
doesn't work.
Right.
And we never know when we're going to have the power go out for whatever reason, an automobile accident or just
right.
a failure at the substation.
So the battery is obviously a huge extra layer of protection.
That battery is very important.
Yeah.
Because if the power goes out, the battery's still there.
Right.
Now, are there different types of alarms?
There are. There's to his point, what he's saying is there's the kind that are just strictly hardwired into the power source in the home. There's mm-hmm. there's the kind that is just battery operated, and then there's the combination of the two.
I think most of them are combination, aren't they?
These days. I mean, I yeah. know that mine are that way. It's the hardwire, but I also do, at Chief's point, you know, they're also the battery.
They also have
operated.
A battery
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, yes. the ones we install for people are just battery powered. Obviously, it would take, an electrician to do the hardwire, and if you had to put one in the other way, but it's also the battery is the most important part. You
Correct.
Know, battery's not going to fail you when the power goes out, so that's
but
why
it's
we
nice,
put that
I mean,
in.
If it beeps and you know yep. that you, I mean, if they're lucky enough to get that type of service mm-hmm. to come out by you guys, put it in, you know it's battery operated, then if it beeps, if you take the battery out, you know you have to replace it.
Yeah,
now, I know it doesn't matter where you live. I know, here we are on the East Coast where we deal with hurricanes, and the West Coast, they deal with earthquakes, and most of us should have some type of safety box or container. Like here we have our hurricane
preparedness kits or whatever.
Exactly. And so in there, I have a lot of batteries. And one of the batteries that seems like most of us forget to get are
The 9-volt battery that goes in the smoke detector.
That 9-volt battery.
Yeah.
And so you need to get out there and get a few of those and throw them in there, because we always seem to have enough of the AAA and AA, but the 9-volt, we tend to forget to throw that into our kits.
I'm telling my age here, but, back in the day, 9-volt was kind of the hot battery.
Yeah, it was the hot battery.
But nowadays,
little football games and all those things.
Exactly.
All those batteries in there.
Used to power up a transistor radio.
Yeah,
that's what it did.
It certainly did. So, yeah.
But now, it's not as common anymore.
Not anymore.
Bill, and a lot of insurance companies, I know I had one for years, that my newest carrier does not, but they would send them out twice a year at that same time. So that was a nice service for the insurance companies to another reminder,
oh, wow.
another layer of
what
protection.
What company? Do you remember what company that was?
I believe it was Accord.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sweet. I tell you what, they came and, since I just bought my house, they came and inspected my house, and they did check my my smoke alarms.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And they went through that with a fine-tooth comb mm-hmm. to make sure that I was all in compliance with everything.
They know you're cooking.
Exactly. Well, you definitely want to call in and ask your questions. 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we're just getting started on talking about fire prevention. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and with Jim Schmidt from Loam Depot. That's awesome. You guys rock it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We'll be right back on WBOB.
All right. Thank you, Anita and Jim. And, of course, Keith, appreciate all you're doing. We're getting some phone calls now, so give us a call here during the break, 904-831-0600. The lines are open, 831-0600.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and First Lady Melania are wishing Americans a Merry Christmas as they celebrate the holiday with their family in Florida. In a video message recorded at the White House and released today, the First Lady said the President and I, quote, want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas. The President added prayers for U.S. service members overseas and expressed hope for what he called peace among nations. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska, says she was disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. She is considered a possible pro-impeachment vote by hopeful Democrats. The rector of Notre Dame Cathedral, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, says the landmark is still so fragile after this year's fire that it might not be entirely saved. He told the Associated Press that the reconstruction work probably won't start until 2021. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The holidays are busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. The new chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. All of the best for the holidays from Z, the founder.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we are collecting items to send to our troops. So a little trial size toiletries and...
You're in the perfect spot, too. I mean, it's right on the busy intersection right there of Kernan and Beach. I mean,
yes.
People can just literally zip it in there and drop
it off at my office there at Beach and Kernan. So we're collecting things to send to the troops.
That's awesome. And plus the fact that there's a Publix in that same shopping center, isn't there?
There is.
So when you're going to the grocery store, think about Anita and think about how you can help our service people.
Yes, or if you just want to send them a little note or have your kids color something or have your kids write a note, drop those off. They love that, you know, to just give them a little touch of home.
We have no idea what that probably feels like or means when they get stuff like
that. It goes a long way. So please help out and drop by the office and we'll get those sent off to the troops. And we have Fire Chief Keith Powers in, and we're talking about, you know, smoke detectors and, you know, how to keep our number one asset safe. And so right now we're going to talk about escape ladders, the portable ones that people can buy. I know that when I lived in Atlantic Beach, I was in a two-story house, which I hate two-story homes, but, you know, at the time, that's where I was. And so I actually purchased one. They're not that expensive. And you need to have a plan with all this. So tell us about these.
Yeah, anything you can do to make yourself safe in that home is very important. But one of the biggest things you need to do is have an escape plan with all of your family members. So you need to figure out how to get out of each room in that house and practice it with your family members, especially children, because obviously when things happen and go bad,
panic mode.
Yeah. You need to be in muscle memory. Mm-hmm. It needs to be muscle memory for them, so they understand where to go. And you need to have a rendezvous point outside where everybody gathers. That's the safe place where everybody gathers. So when we get there, we can ask one person, hey, is everybody out of the house? And we know it, or whether we need to go into rescue mode to go inside and save them. But
yeah. And this is no joke. I mean, seriously, tonight at the dinner table, or tomorrow at the dinner table, you should have these discussions, because it's one of those things that we think we know what we're going to do. It's like, you know, we're adults. So it's like, okay, yeah, I know I'm going to get out of the window. But it's like anything. You have to practice it. I mean, I was in law enforcement. You're in the fire. It's repetition, right?
It's muscle memory.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I say this about myself. It's the reason I don't play professional golf, because I don't play well under pressure. And most people don't.
Right.
So if you practice it over and over and over, it just becomes
routine,
second routine for you. And so when something happens, the other thing is, and we just experienced this recently with a family, don't go back inside. Don't matter if there's
once you're out, stay out.
Doesn't matter if it's a pet, a person.
It's got to be so hard for people to not.
Yeah,
though,
it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But what happens a lot of times is they go back in and then they become a victim themselves.
Right.
So now we're rescuing two people versus just the one that we were going to get. So it's very important that you don't go back inside once you're out.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. And I would think that would be difficult, especially for parents.
It would be difficult for me. And I know what I'm supposed to do, but
yeah. I know.
So emotional. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. And so that plan is so critical. I know that we even have one at my office. So,
do you see many of those ladders that she was talking about? I mean, are there people that really are that prepared that they've got something to be able to get out?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to have, and you should have.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about with the smoke detectors a while ago. They don't check their batteries every 6 months like they're supposed to.
Right.
And it's something.
My master bedroom was on the second floor, and so I went and bought one, and
it just kind of dropped outside, probably braced itself
and it fits right underneath
on the ledge.
I had nothing underneath my bed except for that, so. It fits perfectly underneath the bed, and the window was right there. So you just clip it, take the screen off, you clip it onto to the ledge, the edge there, and then it just drops down, and you have a ladder.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the things that's real important, too, is making sure that you have worked with your children, especially elderly people, that there's a second way out of every room. Because if fire is blocking the main exit, where the door's at, then they need to know how to get out another way,
right?
A window, whatever that is. But
right.
There needs to be a secondary means of exit, and you practice that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now, some other things that people, you know, a lot of people get worried about, you know, I need to grab my purse, my cell phone. I know. I kind of chuckle a little bit, but it's true. All these things enter our minds, you know, when things hit the fan, and you're thinking, oh, my birth certificate, mm-hmm. My ID, my passport, my social security card.
Although it may be difficult to replace some things, things are replaceable.
Everything's
but,
right.
but life is not.
Right. Correct.
So the most important thing is to get out as quickly as you can, and we'll come try to save the rest for you.
Right. Absolutely. Now, they do sell, you know, the fireproof safes. You know, really anymore, you don't even need those. I mean, you take a picture of it, you send it to the cloud, right?
Yeah. So, it's all digital stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, or you could send it to your family. Like my sister, Nelda, lives in Washington State. I could send her pictures of all my important documents. Yep. And so she's got them. You know, you can send them to a relative. But, you know, now we have the cloud, right?
Yeah.
And so you can take pictures of, like in my office, I have pictures of everything in my office, my real estate office. So
one of the things my insurance company recommends to me, and I think it's a great idea, is, you know, every couple months you just take a video on your cell phone of each room in your house.
Because
when the fire happens, you know, it destroys things in there, and you can't remember.
You can't.
No.
When you're trying to tell them what all you had, it's hard to remember. So they recommend the video, and I agree with them.
Yeah, so see, I took one because of hurricanes and water damage and whatnot. So it's good to take the video or take pictures, and especially if you're important documents, and, you know, let the cloud keep it. It keeps everything else of ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hilarious how that works out. But chimneys should be cleaned and inspected once a year, and people don't do it.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, you know, here I am, you know, obviously a real estate agent, and we did a home inspection on a house, and they literally had to tear down the fireplace. That's how unsafe it was.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it was completely unsafe. I mean, it had every violation, and they had only used it one time, the owners of the home. And so when we did our inspection, they were going, no, this thing needs to be totally replaced. And so you just never know. I don't know what's worse, not using it, you know, because we don't use them very often here.
I think the worst thing is not having them inspected,
yes.
Whether you use them or whether you don't. But the one of the things that happens when you do use them is the wood emits, you know, carbon and creosote, and it builds up on the inside of the fireplace. And when you light a fire in there, it catches the creosote on fire. And then now you have a chimney fire, which can spread to the rest of your house. So it's very important that you have that chimney cleaned once a year, inspected. Also, with some of the older ones that are true basinary fireplaces, the mortar cracks. And that gives the fire a chance to get out, the heat a chance to get out and catch your house on fire as well.
I'm not sure if it's an answer or a question that you have an answer to. I mean, how much does something like that cost somebody? You say it's just once a year. I mean, probably a few $100 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be much.
Yeah, it's well worth what it costs to make sure you don't lose your entire contents in your house or a life.
Sure.
You know, one thing I read, I'm trying to find it on my notes here because I thought it was interesting. It's something I never thought of. But smoking a cigarette while you're barbecuing or in the barbecue area, because of the propane tanks, you don't know if you have a leak or not, but you're going to find out if you're smoking a cigarette.
Right.
And I chuckle at that, but oh my God, you know, I never thought of that.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things that we see a lot too is people that smoke inside. They smoke while they're wearing oxygen. They have a medical condition. They smoke and of course, oxygen and fire does not mix. It's very important, you know, that we recommend that people, you know, smoke outside and that you have a bucket, a deep bucket full of, you know, with some water in it, and put your butts in that water. Cause some people will throw their butts. They think it's out. They throw it in a garbage can outside. They go inside, go to bed. And then we get called because a fire started on the outside and then worked its way inside the house.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Well, let's talk about Christmas trees.
Oh, boy. National Lampoon, right? With the tree going up?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So what are some safeties that people should consider? I think we're going to talk about that more when we come back.
We'll keep everyone on the edge on that one.
And keep in mind that one-third of candle fires are started in bedrooms.
Everyone trying to be romantic.
I know.
Shame on them.
Don't be romantic.
Don't
please.
Be.
It gets a little too hot.
It's a little too hot. It's hot enough in there. So, you know, they have these candles now. They have the fake flicker that actually look real.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to do that. When we come back, we're going to talk about fire prevention and Christmas. Christmas trees. So stay tuned and give us a call at 904-831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You sure are. And once again, that number to know, you can get in the conversation this afternoon is 904-831-0600. Have some questions or comments? Give us a call. Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And of course, you can find me on every facet of social media. So look me up. I am there. And so is Jim Schmidt with Loan Depot.
Look me up.
Yes. And boy, did you get freaking a pat on the back with Don. That was awesome.
I'm going to sleep good tonight knowing that and feel good about what I do.
Me too. That's great. And can't wait to find him a home. So yeah. I'm excited about working with Don. And so let's talk about Christmas trees and decorations. And because we're at the last part of the show. And I know this happens for you guys repeatedly every year.
It does. One of the things that we need to do is when you're picking your Christmas trees, if you're picking live Christmas trees, you need to pick one that has fresh green needles on it.
Right.
That's not dried out, because the drier it is, the more flammable it becomes. The other thing that we tell people to do is, and a lot of your home improvement stores will do this for you when you buy the tree, but trim off a couple inches off the bottom.
Yep. Yes.
And when you do that and you put them in your Christmas tree stand, water them daily, because they'll continue to suck that water up, which keeps them green,
yeah.
keeps the needles from falling off, but also keeps them and from being dry
and
brittle.
You want to have at least 2 to 3 liters of water in your stand. So you want to buy a stand that can hold 2 to 3 liters, and it's always good to do half water and half 7-Up.
Yeah, especially when you first put the tree in there, because that's when it really does start to soak up the water that you put into the stand.
I filled mine up like 3 times already.
It's just like what we do when we get fresh flowers. You know, mm-hmm. we cut off the bottom of it. It's the same thing with your Christmas tree. You want to chop off a little bit of the bottom so that way it's fresh and it's going to suck up that water. What I like to do, too, is to clean it off. You rinse your tree outside. I leave it one night outside, and then I pull it in after it dries off a little bit, and then
get some moisture into it.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's real important.
Yeah, another thing that you need to do is make sure that your Christmas tree is more than 3 feet away from anything that could catch it.
Curtains,
on fire,
and furniture, everything,
fireplaces, radiators, candles.
Yeah,
even heating vents.
Right,
it's very important.
It might look cooler being next to this stuff, but you don't want it really near that stuff.
You don't want to put it next to any kind of ignition source.
Yeah,
and talking about the 3-foot rule, one of the things that we see a lot this time of year is space heaters.
Yes.
Mm, oh, my gosh.
So, people get cold, and they bundle up, and then they'll put the space heater right next to their bed to stay warm at night. But the problem is that space heater heats the covers up
right.
to the point that they ignite.
Or they kick it off.
And now your bed's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the day, and when you're home, you need to keep 3 feet around that space heater as well. But if you go to sleep, our recommendation is, and a lot of people don't want to hear this because it gets cold, but our recommendation is you turn that space heater off at night for your own protection and just add more covers to the bed to stay warm.
Right.
But
snuggle up.
Yeah, it's very important that you keep that 3 foot.
I can't even have the heater on at night.
I'm with you.
What I do is, because it gets cold in the house, but what I do is I'll put on the heater before, and about 30 minutes before I go to bed, I'll crank it up just a little bit, warm it, and then I turn it off.
Yeah,
because I can't. So, if you need to use a space heater, like you said, put it on and then turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Those have to be, you have to.
That's going to be such a common call.
It is. One of the other things you need to do with your Christmas tree, when you're buying your lights, is make sure they're it's recognized by some kind of underwriting laboratory like UL or whatever.
Okay.
Make sure you're not buying an off-brand light that's not been tested, because those lights are the ones that could
spark.
Catch your tree on fire. That's very important.
And not only that, but we talk about real fire. I mean, real Christmas trees. The fake ones, you have to make sure that they're fire retardant.
Yeah, correct. When you buy them, you do.
Yes,
absolutely.
Mm. Yes, because there's probably plenty that you don't, that are off market.
Yeah,
you want to make sure that they're actually fire retardant.
Yeah, I see a lot of people when you're riding around at night, when you're on the street riding, you'll ride through neighborhoods at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. People have their Christmas lights on or whatever, and that's in the spirit, but the problem is that's dangerous.
Right.
So it's very important that you turn Christmas tree lights off on your tree and outside. You turn them off after you go to sleep at night.
Right.
So there's, the chance of a fire igniting is drastically reduced.
And fire extinguishers, what are the basic ones that they should have that is kind of all-inclusive?
Yeah, the easiest one to get is an ABC fire extinguisher. You can get those at your local home improvement stores. And the ideal thing is to keep them near the kitchen.
Guilty. I don't have one in my house.
You need one in the kitchen. You need one in the garage, and you should have one in the backyard.
I've got all my chemicals and gasoline in the garage, and all that kind of stuff. I'm just an accident.
Gasoline. Why does anybody keep gasoline in their home?
Well,
I don't understand
garage,
that. No, get rid of that.
I mean, I'm talking about my neighbor is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Thank you. That worries me. It's like today with the lawn equipment. There's electric lawn equipment. Everybody should have electric now.
Right.
Yes. Unless, of course, you have,
there's always your grass and a real mower.
No real mowers anymore. Unless you're on a ranch or something like that. That's different. But
all right. Well, it's good to stay warm. We appreciate the fire chief being here with all the great information.
Absolutely.
And if it gets too warm, it gets hot.
Hot. It is time for our hot properties, and I do have them for you today. And of course, if you need to get pre-approved, I highly recommend Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot. He's got the tools and what it takes to get it closed for me. So we have a great home in the Mandarin area off of Greenland, 5413 London Lake Drive West. It's a fantastic home. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 bathroom, over 2,000 square feet, and they're only asking $286 for it. It's got a brand new roof, new interior paint, new carpeting. It's just ready to go. We're ready to sell this. And if you have cash, we can close this before the end of the year.
That's
and it's
right.
great for your taxes and to get your homestead right off the bat.
Yeah.
And at Tamaya, I am still trying to sell 3145 Brett Unger Drive. This is at Beach and Kernan. It is absolutely gorgeous and has a great view off out of the back onto the little lake there. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 2,271 square feet. It's got a sunroom in the back that is heated and AC'd, and you still have a beautiful backyard. This home is a steal at $454,000. We have a new listing. Of course, our top producer, Miss Betty Layton,
She's hot.
Is rocking this house in Riverside. It is gorgeous.
I saw the pictures yesterday, as a
matter
of fact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to buy it.
Yeah, looks awesome.
Yes, and it is a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom. It's almost 4,000 square feet, built in 1913. And it even has the builder's name etched in the wall on the stairwell. It's really awesome.
That's a lot of fire detectors, 4,000 square feet worth.
Built before fire detectors.
Yeah,
exactly.
And smoke detectors.
Exactly. So
yeah, smoke detectors,
12-foot ceilings. It is just a gorgeous house.
Wow, 12-foot.
It is close to Five Points, and it is $600,000. And you need to look it up. It is 2342 Park Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. And it's just a gorgeous house.
Well, that's when they built real home.
I mean, real
space. Those were some
And this is an updated, just it's gorgeous. So look it up. Take a peek at it. And keep in mind that I can help you with any of your homes, if it's new construction and or pre-owned. And you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And my office is located at Beach and Kernan at Realty Executive Oceanside. It's fantastic. And you can also find Jim Schmidt there.
We'll be there.
Yeah, because he is also at my office. And he works at it out of a few locations.
Yeah,
and so he is in the office a couple times during the week. But I'm hoping that this was informative for you today. You know,
Absolutely.
Our number one asset is our family and our home, and we want to keep it safe, especially through the holiday season. It's a good habit to start now, and, you know, we're coming upon the new year, and it's a good time to change out the smoke detector batteries.
Come up with a plan, right?
Come up with a plan, get some of your fire extinguishers, and they even sell those blankets now that put out fires. They're not expensive. So keep all those things in mind and stay safe. And next week, you want to stay tuned. We got a fantastic show for you next week, and we're going to do some giveaways next week. You guys know I like giving the JAG giveaways. And so you can always...
Something from Minshew, maybe.
Yes.
That's
excited.
Your boy.
Maybe a mustache.
If everyone can see the smile on her face, yeah, she's all giggles.
Yes. I hear he likes cougars. Get it? Washington State cougars. All right. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate
you
and
thank
all
you
the men and women.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes. We'll keep you guys in our
safe.
Prayers
thank
this
you.
Holiday
thank
season.
You.
So stay tuned for next week. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Fire Chief. Thank you, Jim. Great job. We'll be back next Wednesday right here, Talk Radio WBOB.